girls were staying there, apparently there was a leak in your room. I thought it was from the plumbing upstairs or something or other. And some men coming, and they were doing a lot of work, plaster all over everywhere. And it was quite a mess in your room. It wouldn't be your room that it happened to. So I don't know if that bothered you, whatever. But anyway, she moved. She went on to Toronto for a while to be with Kathy. Yeah, for quite a while. And then I think you got going with your girls to the school, wasn't it? No, to New Westminster?
No, that it was... That kind of was out of order a little bit. I lived by myself for a bit, and then I moved in with Maureen, a friend down in the West End at that time. But I'd forgotten about the leak and the plaster. You've got a great memory.
I remember that. Well, yes, I remember when Walter and I came back to Burnaby to live, and we bought a house there and fixed it all up. It was really quite nice. And then... He was in the oil workers, and he got transferred to Edmonton. So you were still going to university at the time, because you needed one more year for your teaching certificate. So you didn't want to come to Edmonton because you'd have to take
Toronto,
2 years.
To Toronto at that time.
Was it Toronto?
Yeah.
Getting
yeah,
places
yeah,
mixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Or Toronto. You didn't want to come to Toronto with us then because you'd had to do an extra year. So. We took you around. We thought we found a nice place upstairs in the house, but then on Tuesdays, the lady had her bagpipe people, I guess, for you.
Oh, it was okay. I was pretty lonesome when you guys were off, but it was good for me to learn to grow up, so that was all right. And you were in Toronto for a couple of years,
couple
is
years,
that right?
Right. Okay. Yes, and then that's when your dad passed on, so that's when I came back to Vancouver, and that's when I lived with you and York Street when I came back. Yes, everything's out of order in the line of years, but just things as we're thinking of them.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, it's good to have it all done. The church was always really important for your family. Do you want to tell us a little bit? We go jump back again into history and hear about how the church was in your family.
Well, my mother used to go to the Christian Science Church and went down on Georgia Street. So we all went, and so we'd get in the car and away we'd go on Sunday. But then Jack, when he was working, well, he didn't have to come, so the rest of us would go. And then finally, Dick wanted to be on the basketball team, the Vancouver Heights United Church, so he didn't want to go, so he stopped so he could go and be on the basketball team and go to the United Church. So, the rest of us, you know, went there. I remember one time when, I guess we were all going, and like church was at one time and Sunday school was a bit different, so we had to come home by ourselves, so on the streetcar. So I remember one time we got home and got up on the heights, so the boys asked me to go into a store and ask them what time it is. I said, no, you go. So nobody would go. So we didn't go, but we got home too soon. So my dad said, we're in Sunday school, he wouldn't be home now. So we all got in trouble.
What has he done? Do you remember?
Well, we had to go in the back bedroom, and he took a stick in. So the boys went first, and they just got a wallop, whatever. So then it was my turn to go in. He said, I'll make a wallop, and you holler. So hit the bed, and I hollered, and then I came out. So I don't know if the boys got the same treatment or not, but I know that's what I got. But we didn't try that trick again,
and
though.
Where had you been instead of going to Sunday school?
Oh, one thing we loved to do was down by the boats. And there was a pier going way out. It was a wooden pier. You go out and see all the ships.
Is that
and walk around
Kitsilano
there.
Or downtown? No, or where was that?
Downtown, just off of like Granville Street, around that area. But that was beautiful, but then it all got burnt down one time, so that was too bad. So they sort of replaced it with some other pier, but it was quite different. But that was really what we used to love to do.
So about how old were you then?
Gosh, I can't remember.
Pretty young.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. I remember stories you said of your dad. he'd be sitting in the on a chair in the kitchen, and he had one eye open, one closed or something. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, there was a big kitchen, so he had a big wing chair that he would sit in. And he had a corner shelf up above it with a radio on it, and he said, have the radio on, and he said, go to sleep. And we'd have to go by, walking by and back and forth, like to set the table or whatever we were going to do, because it's like in the dining room. So...